Guys, we're it's January 6th, 2021.
A day that will be remembered.
The Capitol has been stormed by a mob. Jeffree Star is having an affair with Kanye West. And we're not even a week into this year. We are going to talk only sports, though. That's what we got to do tonight.
Quick question. Who is Jeffree Star? I keep seeing this on my Twitter.
Courtney asked me the
and
same
I don't
thing.
Know...
Isn't it? It's like
it's a YouTube.
Is it a
YouTube? It's a YouTube person. See, the only I thing, don't know a lot about the situation.
The only,
I'm going to say a YouTube person.
The only thing I know is that they do makeup,
and I don't
yes.
know.
That's all I know.
I don't
a
know the
makeup individual.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We don't know the proper pronouns, but
it shows how much we know about like
never
pop culture.
Never.
And I've been
seen
saying
Jeffree
they
Star,
refer
but,
to them
yeah.
because I don't know the proper pronouns to use. Regardless. I went. I only know about it because Paul kept tweeting about it. Because I wake up and
I woke up to it and it was crazy.
I know. I never saw it this morning, but I saw something about a Kanye and Jeffree Star baby. It was some weird picture.
Oh, wow.
Oh my god!
Some weird picture, right? Just, and I had no idea what the hell.
I'm
I was
glad this
about.
Is our diatribe, not the other.
Yeah.
Thing
well,
I
I'm just saying. Like, I woke up and I expected something about like the Georgia elections, all this other stuff. No, I get bombarded. With Kanye shit, and I don't even know what it is.
What's going on? It was one of the things I retweeted.
The Lady Gaga thing.
Oh, my God. That was so good.
Now let's talk about sports.
Sports. Oh, we
need this.
What a big week, though. A lot of great stuff to talk about. Let's start with Iowa State's win last week over Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. 34-17, put up double the points. The Ducks were held to just 86 rushing yards. Iowa State had multiple takeaways. It was a great game for the Cyclones. Biggest game in school history to this point. Breece Hall, 34 yards, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns. His 7th game of 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. His 8th game of 130-plus yards
wow.
on the season. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was kind of boring in the second half, I'm being totally honest.
Yeah, Oregon tied it up. You know, it got
a lot of fireworks in the first
half.
Yeah, the first half was good. I didn't watch the second half of the game, but the first half was pretty good.
It was a very dominant Iowa State second half. And then Purdy announces that he's coming back for his senior season. Was there really a question?
No, yeah. No? I was not shocked by this.
Yeah, I agree. It was kind of like, okay, yeah, dude.
Him.
What are you going to do?
Or Chase Allen saying that. I was not surprised by that. And, of course, you're going to get Breece Hall back anyway because he was a sophomore.
He's a true sophomore.
Which I guess it does. I mean, this year wouldn't have counted anyway, technically, right? I mean, isn't that kind of.
Yes, correct.
Everybody
can
have
that
come
option.
Back.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But Latrell Bankston. Defensive lineman from junior college is going into the transfer portal, so he will not be back next year.
I'm surprised Bailey didn't stay for what, like a sixth year.
I know Jaquan.
Jaquan Bailey, yeah.
Yeah, he's almost a like mascot Cy.
He doesn't need to stay in Ames. He's going to be a pro football player for sure.
So.
He has been the anchor of that defensive line for years. He'll play on Sundays for sure.
A dominant win in the black jerseys again. So we got that monkey off the back. And now we got to look at. Can I, if I can get
go
the jersey combo that I want here,
go for
it. If we're really playing around with it, I really like the white helmet, red jersey, white pant combo. I think that they should use that a little more.
Yeah.
And the all blacks, as I've said before, nationally televised or prime time, not rivalry games.
Yes.
That's
I'll accept it in the Fiesta Bowl because, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I sent Paul a prototype I made of a gold chrome helmet. We need that to happen, Iowa State. I want to say that I was impressed with the special teams play of the Cyclones in that game because for weeks,
for years, that's been a downfall.
Feels like years, yeah. They don't even have a special teams coach, and it had showed for most of the game. I mean, they lost the Oklahoma game because they gave up a big kickoff return that led to a field goal late in that game. So to see them have the brilliantly executed onside kick that they had that wasn't really an onside kick. It was just they didn't want to keep kicking deep because that's how teams were beating them. But to see that executed and then the fumble off the helmet on a punt and to see them completely dominate that turnover battle 4-0 says a lot. And also it's hard to win a game when you only get the ball for 17 minutes. That's an unreal. Their first drive was half the first quarter.
Yeah. It was a pretty dominant performance, much like, let's jump to the Final Four, dominant Alabama over Notre Dame.
I'm not going to...
Backdoor cover.
I'm not going to gloat here.
Not the worst one of the weekend, though.
I'll save that for later on in the show.
No, it was not.
But yeah, by the way, did you bet on this? Because I said
on this one, no, I didn't take.
I said on the show to take the money to take the over. They would have, but the idiots gave up a touchdown and late in the game to not cover. But I mean, is anybody really shocked by the outcome of this? I'm shocked that Alabama only scored 31 points.
Right. Yeah, they could have probably done more if they tried.
I was shocked that Notre Dame didn't. I thought it was low scoring from what I was expecting. I was expecting it more to be like 50-30. Like honestly, mm-hmm. that was the score I was expecting. Not 30-10 or 14, whatever it was. I was expecting it to be. 14, I was expecting it to be a much higher scoring game than it ended up being. I thought Notre Dame's offense was a lot better than they played in that game.
And then you know, also not super unexpected, Devontae Smith winning the Heisman.
Deserved.
Well deserved.
First receiver since Desmond Howard.
Well, 30 years almost.
Uh-huh.
29.
And
yeah.
Since Reggie Bush's, his name's whited out. The only
that didn't count.
The only three non-quarterbacks in the past 20 years to win a Heisman are from Alabama, with Derrick Henry, Mark Ingram, and Devontae Smith.
And I think when it came down to voting, I think people.
So the last one was Ricky Williams. A non-quarterback, not from Bama.
I think 98,
is it?
Either that or Woodson?
No, I think Ron Dane was in 99.
Okay.
And Ron Dane was the year. He broke the rushing record the year after Ricky Williams did and won the Heisman for Wisconsin. I don't know how I kept that in my brain. But I think the voting.
For this moment.
One day you're going to say it on a podcast. I think the voting for Devontae Smith kind of came down to this. And if I were the voter, this is what I would have said. Mac Jones has had an incredible year. And to see what Sarkisian was able to do with him and the production he got out of him was great. But I would argue that Mac Jones wouldn't have the season he had if he wasn't throwing it to number six. Because number six was dominating. I mean, Florida said they keyed their whole defense on him, and he still had three tutties and almost 200 yards receiving.
Yep.
It's incredible that a guy's able to do that with the receiving group they've had.
Yes.
Ruggs, Waddle, you know.
Waddle wasn't even in this offense.
Jerry Jeudy,
this year.
Right, Calvin Jeudy. Ridley. Like, all those guys were on the same team 3 years ago.
That's crazy.
Someone took a picture, also a similar picture of that, where they showed that when Derrick Henry, that class that was with him and all the NFL talent was like, it was Trent Richardson. I could be wrong, but. Yeah, Alabama, they just consistently have depth like that. And
No,
right? And, you know, there was an argument that Najee Harris should have been at the ceremony.
I thought he should have been over. I thought he had a better year than Mac Jones.
Mac Jones, I agree.
But that's just I mean,
I'm
glad.
Didn't he have three touchdowns in the SEC championship?
I mean, Najee Harris had like 20 touchdowns this year. I think he had he had more touchdowns than Smith did even.
The best single play of the year.
I mean, as a running back, I think he still had like two rushing and one receiving in the SEC championship. But yeah, that hurdle, that was the moment watching that game. It was like.
USA Track signed this guy.
It was still close game at that point. And after that, he does that hurdle up for a grown man and goes 50.
And then
50.
The very next play is just wide open touchdown.
It's like,
over from there.
You got to call it. At that point, if somebody just does that, and then we got to stop doing that, though. Najee Harris got to stop, because you're going to see players keep trying to do this hurdle stuff, and I think it was the Iowa State game. Was it Charlie Collaire who tried to do the hurdle? I can't remember. It was in the Fiesta Bowl. An Iowa State guy tried to hurdle and just got upended, and I'm like,
well,
not everybody's
know.
Najee
you
Harris, man.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about this one.
The Ohio State Clemson.
I can't tell you how, and I hate Ohio State. I hate them. But I hate Clemson that much more now. Because Dabo has the gall to put them at number 11 because they only played six games. And then he keeps going. He could have stopped there, Dabo. You already made bulletin board material. Then you go on and say, well, we got easy tape. There's only six games. Okay. All right. And then you go... You double down on it. They didn't have 10 wins. I had to put them there because they didn't have 10 wins. And then your defense that had been lauded for so long, Brent Venables, you gave up 49 points. You made Justin Fields money. Justin Fields worked his way back into maybe being the very first pick.
Depends on if Urban Meyer takes that Jaguars job.
It's a taste test. It really is.
I think it'd be hard to go against Trevor Lawrence, though. But
I agree.
I feel like they're very comparable. It's really hard. I mean,
Justin Fields definitely made
six
a
touchdowns.
Big. Yeah, it was
six
a, it was an incredible game by Justin.
Broken
Fields.
Ribs.
Yeah, comes back after breaking his ribs and gutting it out. Well, come on. I mean, that hit looked like he clearly broke his ribs. And
shouldn't have spun, man. You're the only player on the field that can be protected if you slide.
Yes. Yeah. And the way that he gutted it out, he was one of the biggest cheerleaders for the Big Ten to play. He wanted this season. They wanted Clemson, and they got what they wanted, dominated them. And I'm actually a lot more excited about this championship game now with this story of Alabama and Ohio State. I like this more than Alabama-Clemson because I've seen it before. And I'm not saying they'll be bad games. They're good football teams. But this is just feels different with Ohio State to me. Because they got a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, Dabo definitely ran his mouth a little too much this year.
And I and it says a lot about where Clemson is as a program. Because
Clemson.
Yeah, they are up there with Alabama.
That's what he called them.
Yeah.
The underdog.
And everybody, majority of the country, other than Clemson fans, majority of the country, I looked at it on Twitter, people were roasting them. They were happy Ohio State was handing them the beating.
Well, I saw a lot of Clemson fans talking about Clemson, about how terrible they played.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I saw a lot. It wasn't just non-Clemson. I saw some Clemson fans doing the same stuff.
You were texting
about Dabo.
The group chat, and you were saying about but you were also talking about the excuses that Clemson fans were coming. Well, they only played six games. They're more rested than we are, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like,
they flipped their own argument from a week ago. From 2 weeks ago,
right,
to make it now for them,
right, and then you look at that and like, hey, they played a game the same day that you played a game. They have the same amount of rest as you did from that game, so that doesn't make it's ridiculous. But I don't know. Are you, Paul, more excited for Alabama Ohio State versus Alabama Clemson?
I think that Alabama's going to win no matter who they play.
I think that's probably
valid. I'm
excited
to watch. It should be fun.
A lot of points, hopefully.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't like watching though. We had the Tulsa Mississippi State brawl.
Mike Leach is in the stands talking to people, taking pictures, and his team is throwing a beat down. What's happening there?
They were jawing and almost got in a fight pregame.
Right. And what's up with this? Like, Tulsa and Mississippi State. Why?
I don't get it.
In a meaningless bowl.
Right.
Why are you throwing punches? Why are you body slamming
each other?
No kidding. Yeah. They better.
Yeah, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. And, you know, the opposite of that, here's a good note of college football. After every Army and Navy game, the team sings their fight song. And that's one of the cool things of the Army-Navy game where they play each other is who gets to sing the fight song first. And after their
Army-West
Virginia game, of the bowl game, Army sings their fight song and the West Virginia team stood behind them the entire time for their fight song. So it was a good show of
That's
unity.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's not all like these,
that
these
game
idiots.
That game was immediately after the Tulsa Mississippi State game.
Yeah.
So that's such a weird contrast, but yeah, I guess they got us talking about it. So there's that. They got us talking about a meaningless bowl game.
Meaningless ending that a lot of bettors cared about here. Georgia, Cincinnati. Since he led most of this game, they were in control.
Timeout.
For a good amount of this game.
I'm going to turn off our mics, let you go. Walk around us, do your victory lap, talking about how Cincinnati doesn't belong because they lost.
Well, let's go through the trifecta here.
Bad play calling cost them this game, not their talent.
Let's go through the trifecta here. Coastal Carolina, Indiana, and Cincinnati all lost their bowl games. If we really want to talk about the teams and fan bases taking shots at Iowa State.
By a combined 9 points, by the way.
Okay, Iowa State's winning margin
combined
over Oregon was by more than that. Cool.
But I'm saying that each team lost by a field goal.
Okay, they still all lost.
That's true.
And technically, we should say Georgia only won by 1 point.
They have that
but
bogus safety.
Here's what happened.
Yeah,
let me
know about this. Yeah.
Let's set the scene. The line was 2.5 points, Georgia. And Cincinnati is in control for most of the game. Georgia finally puts back-to-back drives together. They go down the field. Their kicker's career long was 51. He'd hit earlier this year.
It was 21-10 at one point, right?
And correct. They came back. They put him at, and they give him a 55-yarder. And they give the stat he's never kicked a game winner at any level of football.
7 seconds on the clock.
Ice in his veins knocks it in to go up by one. So the kickoff. They boom it, and the returner is going to let it go into the end zone for a touchback, but it rolls to a stop at about the 2-yard line where he kneels it after grabbing it.
Yeah.
So we get one Hail Mary
from
the one.
In the returner's defense, they did change the rule that if it's between the end zone and the 20, you can do a fair catch. Or no, I think it's the end zone and the 10. I could be wrong. But I know that there's like a little – they made a new rule that there is a little grace period. So if you catch it like at the 5 and fair catch it, it's still a touchback.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that guy was thinking that when he took the knee.
Well,
it was a
what
similar
he was
thing.
Thinking was helping the spread.
Helping you.
He was making some people some money.
Yeah.
You did
the
B-dubs thing. You called in to the Peach Bowl.
We need to investigate this because Cincinnati takes a sack with zeros on the clock attempting a Hail Mary to finally win the game by 3, covering the spread.
Now, what's going
with the safety?
As you bet on this, what's going through your mind? As you're seeing the quarterback fall to the turf, the safety go up on the scoreboard.
Well,
how much money did you put on this?
Oh, it was a $5 bet.
Oh, okay.
So my thought process was, okay, they kicked the field goal. My Georgia spread single bet is going to lose, but my Georgia money line in a money line parlay is going to still be viable. This is fine. We are fine.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so, and then the kickoff happens. I'm like, oh my gosh, what if there's a safety here? And it covers the spread. And then when it happened, I was a little loud.
I know you sent me a snap of like you just like, I kid you not, there were beads of sweat.
The aneurysm.
On his forehead, rolling down the brow. And you just like, it's like, and you had your hand over your mouth. And like, when it hits, when you actually cover the spread on a sack. It's like
when you don't cover the spread for a single second of the game.
It's like the people that
and win.
It's like when the people got that won the spread in the Browns Ravens game when they got the safety to make it 47-42.
Mm, yeah,
as a Jarvis Landry.
So another big game. Northwestern dominated Auburn. Never trust Bo Nix again.
Don't trust Auburn.
I never have, man.
This is why
the
guy can't play. He can't throw the ball.
This is why they got rid of Gus Malzahn. This is the kind of team they've been for a long time.
Yeah. So the Big 12 went undefeated, 5-0 in bowl games.
Hey, I'm clapping for the Big 12 because for years I've been ragging on them, and they put together a really solid 2020. I commended them for being one of the three that said we're gonna play, we have protocols, we're gonna play, and to come out go 5-0 in bowl games, including, and I don't care about Florida not having players. It was still a 35-point beatdown that the Sooners laid on the Gators. Iowa State lays the wood to Oregon. I mean, the margin of victory was pretty wide.
Texas dominated Colorado, like
West Virginia
talked about last week.
West Virginia
Army.
Beat Army by 11, I think. Like, all of these weren't close games. Like, the Big 12 showed up, and I was impressed.
So, we talked last week, Jake, Texas is back. And now...
Wait, quick survey. Brandon, is Texas back?
Yeah.
They're back to square one is where they are, firing Tom Herman and hiring Sarkisian after the national championship. He will take over in Austin.
I'm a little surprised. I am surprised.
Yeah, I thought he was going to stay and take over for Saban in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and I thought Herman had another season. I thought Texas was going to give him another year.
Right. A COVID year. Win your bowl game.
These colleges are ruthless. They're firing people, and
be a politician.
But they are complaining about not having any money while paying $25 million to get rid of Tom Herman.
Exactly, because it's 15 for him, and then another 10 for his staff.
Right? Yeah, it's crazy the amount they bill them. But they got the boosters and they wouldn't do it.
And that's what I agree with you, Brandon. I was thinking that too. I thought they were going to give him another year because of COVID, and not only that, but Texas, what do you think is going to happen? You can go and get Sark, but it doesn't mean – I don't agree with Brandon. I don't think Texas is back because, I think Sark is a great offensive mind, and I think what he's done with Mac Jones is exciting if you're a Longhorns fan because he can develop a quarterback. But who – Why would, other than Sark, okay, was this who they were going to go at right away?
Well, who else are you going to get? Urban Meyer?
Why would you go to Texas? Yes, it's a Power 5 job. It's
a top 5 college football job.
It's not a blue blood. People try to say it's a blue blood. When has Texas been relevant? Hey, other man, than
they're still going to get those five stars.
And if they win a New Year's Six,
they're
going to
get those Texas.
That's
players.
All you need. That's all you need.
They win one New Year's Six bowl, and it's a game changer. Their money, like
they did 2 years ago,
they beat they beat Oklahoma one time, and they win a decent bowl. Then it has to be a New Year's Six bowl.
But they.
They'll get five more 4 or 5 star recruits the next year because of that.
But they did that 2 years ago. They beat Georgia in the Sugar Bowl after beating Oklahoma. They lost to them.
This is a Tom Herman thing, though.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. It is coaching. You're
he's
absolutely.
He's not
right.
a very palpable individual. He's kind of abrasive, like an Adam Gase kind of
coach.
He's
not the most not the charismatic.
Easiest. Yeah, and for Texas, you do have to be that glad-handing guy that can sit at the banquets and be a politician.
As a Husker fan, I am telling you, I am warning you, Texas, you got to stop. Hopefully you got the right guy, because as someone that's...
Warn him not to hire a former quarterback.
don't take Colt McCoy.
Don't take...
Kellen Moore.
Don't pull a Michigan and Nebraska and get an alma mater guy. But... What I'm saying is Tom Herman had a winning record. Unlike Charlie Strong, you know, he had a winning record. He was undefeated in bowl games. Now, granted, he didn't get you to the bowl games you necessarily wanted. And sure, some would argue that Iowa State has taken that second place slot above Texas, at least for this year.
They got to prove it next year.
Yes, and they're returning a bunch of players, so this is the prove-it year. And they have to, you know, that's the kind of thing. But... It's such a thankless job. Nothing you do is good enough. And I'm sorry, but Texas hasn't won the Big 12 since 2009. They haven't been relevant in even longer. Now, you could argue that Tom Herman made them relevant.
They haven't won the Big 12 since they were 12.
Outside their coach being a douchebag, when have they been important? When have they said, wow, Texas? Because they're not. Nobody had ever thought they were going to crash the playoff, even when they were playing against Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game a couple years ago. I don't know. I think Sark is the right guy because I think he's got the offensive mind, but I don't know if they're going to – I feel like they're going to be where they were. I just don't – I don't think they're going to beat Oklahoma. I don't think they're going to go to that next step. So we'll see.
Can't wait to keep trashing them next year no matter what happens.
Shout out to Sark, though. His story is incredible. To overcome his demons like he did and his alcoholism to get back to where he is now, that's awesome. So yeah. I'm happy for him. I could care less about Texas.
You know, we talked last week about Iowa not getting their bowl game, but they are continuing their winning ways. And basketball rising again to number 5, coming back into the top 5, beating Rutgers by 2 points, and number 15 Rutgers.
Basketball, by the way. I don't think you made that clear.
Yeah.
I was impressed by Rutgers. I did not think – watching that game, I did not think Iowa was going to win that game. I thought
really? Rutgers
it was
gotten better.
It was in Rutgers. Rutgers is a really good team. I think Rutgers has a good chance to go far in the tournament this year.
Oh, yeah.
They can play defense really well. And I thought it was an impressive win by Iowa to come back, because I don't think they were winning for most of that game. They weren't winning that game. And I did not expect them to win that game. Garza didn't play great. He's getting triple teamed the whole game. And Bohannon came up, made some big shots late, but I thought it was a pretty impressive win by Iowa to go to New Jersey and win that game.
Right.
Against a good Rutgers team.
Yeah, and I heard Fran's comments about, you know, it being different than if there were fans there. Because I don't know if Iowa makes that comeback if there's crowd noise, you know, if the place is rocking. I don't know if they're going to make that comeback. And I think that kind of played into it a little bit. And that's what's kind of interesting, I think, about this season without having fans.
You've seen that a lot in the Big Ten, especially with, you know, teams going on the road and just dominating good teams. Like this one was not one of those cases, but like Michigan goes to Wisconsin and wins by 20. No one wins in Wisconsin. Like stuff like that, you just never see is happening this year in the Big Ten. You know, Northwestern beat Michigan State in East Lansing. That stuff doesn't happen.
Right.
But
yeah,
and you can say the same. Go ahead.
But I think the guy that really accented this point the best is Bill Self after Kansas had their worst loss in 30 years.
You know, that doesn't happen.
Texas wins by 24 at Fog Allen, and Bill Self said, I told my boys, you know, we are really needing to understand that we get spoiled with the people that come here to support us, and this is a year where the best team on the court is going to win no matter where they are playing. It's a team versus a team, not a team versus school.
You got to bring your own juice.
Yeah.
Because any college sport, it's all about momentum, and it's all about getting that crowd behind you. And you could say that, you know, Hilton Magic, and it's not easy to win at Carter. So, yeah, I think that does
Carver.
Play. Carver, I mean, not Carter. It does play a factor for sure, and that's going to be really interesting. And to keep with the college, we just announced this week, what do you guys feel about the Indianapolis bubble that they're trying to do for the March Madness tournament?
I think it'll work.
I think it's...
And they're doing it at Lucas
Oil,
right?
It's a little surprising just because I think they're doing it in multiple places
in
Indiana.
That's
which,
why it's
which
a good
makes,
city to
which
do
makes
it.
More sense.
Because
I thought they were doing two courts in Lucas Oil.
No, I believe they're doing it...
Some sort of setup
I doubt
like that,
but...
I believe they're doing it across the whole state.
Right. Oh, okay.
Like, not just even in Indianapolis.
Just off the top of my head, places that you could name, you know, you have IUPUI, Butler... and the Pacers facilities.
Bloomington.
Yeah.
You know,
so
Notre Dame's
exactly,
close by, I'm
and
sure.
Yeah. And if you're extending that, I don't know geographically.
Lafayette,
you
that's
know,
where
how
Purdue
close,
is.
Yeah. West Lafayette.
West Lafayette, yeah.
Or
South Bend.
Bloomington or South Bend. You know, you could use those places, but it's a city that loves basketball. And also Indianapolis, much like Des Moines, is a northern United States city that has a very awesome skywalk system that is great during the winter to go from building to building without being outside. So if you have a city like that where they love basketball, there's multiple downtown-ish basketball arenas for this size, you know, let alone like the NBA did this in a Disney conference hall, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like seriously.
A ballroom, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that we can't put up some billboards and video screens and run one of the West tournament games from the Pacers practice place?
Yeah, now
you can do that.
Now that you mentioned that it's spread out throughout the state, that makes a lot more sense. Because I was under the impression they were just going to do it in Indianapolis and, you know, go to the Pacers and I thought maybe they were going to do two courts at Lucas Oil, which probably could have worked, but I don't know how that would work with social distancing and everything. Yeah, I kind of love it. I think it's really cool. And we saw how efficient the NBA worked in a bubble, and this is essentially what you're doing. You're doing a statewide bubble, and I imagine they're going to split it up in I don't know how many locations they'll use.
You need at least four.
I think you need
because you have four regions, right? Or eight regions. With 64 teams.
Yeah, I think you need at least four. Because you can't have 32 teams playing in the same building.
No, yeah,
I would say most comfortable would probably be 6 to 8, you know, because if you can do it so every game isn't back-to-back for the regions, if you can have two courts per region, I think that would be a good spot to start.
I'm surprised there would be a petition to do the opposite of what we complain about with college football. And I was kind of thought that they would go with 32 instead of 64 just because of COVID restrictions. But if they can, and I think doing it statewide will make that work.
No, Krzyzewski said let everybody in.
Yeah, do
it.
A tournament of what, 300 and
all the
like 352 or something?
Jeez. No, yeah, that's, like, I'm excited.
I like it.
I'm invested in March Madness for sure. So to have it.
Well, after last year, and you could.
Right, to be totally stolen from you.
Like,
yeah,
like Dickie V just wrote the book, The Lost Season, about last year.
Yeah.
Which I should get that. 10% goes to the Jim Valvano Foundation.
Oh, so you can feel Jimmy V, man.
So you can feel good about yourself. Yeah. Be moved to tears once a day.
Yes.
That's what he said. All right, from there to the NBA, Steph Curry reminded us who he is.
That dude.
Reminded all the haters.
Second oldest guy to drop 60 points. And
you know, that is the surprising stat, reading that here.
Well, I mean, the oldest is never going to be touched.
Well, no, but
Kobe was 40.
But Steph's not that old. He's like, what, 31, 32?
Yeah, he's relatively young.
Like, LeBron hasn't scored 60 in the last 5 years.
I bet there's
MJ never scored 60 in his during the three-peat.
I bet the 50 number is very different than the 60 number in this statistic.
Like, that was surprising. That's surprising. That's if... Because, like I said, I think Steph's 32. That is not that old for NBA.
No, yeah.
You know, MJ was dominating still well past 32.
Well, I mean, LeBron
is
36.
Still dominating. Yeah, and he's 37, I think he just turned.
Yep.
Like, it's surprising. But
he just did year 18.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And he just won a title last year. So.
And he looks as dominant as ever.
Yeah, he looks his best. And I think, legitimately, it was because, and I think I mentioned it before, it has to be that break in the season that made him where he is now.
Gave him rejuvenation.
Yeah, and I think that also could have helped Steph, you know, not being in the bubble,
maybe
getting all that time off.
For 8 months.
Yeah, getting extra time off. So from there, the Nets lost to the Hawks. Kyrie and Durant both missed potential game winners.
To see it.
But then they just dominated a game without Durant against Utah. Mm.
Are people just, like, trying to give the Nets the East? Like, they're just trying to say
whoa,
this is the team?
You,
come on.
Come on.
I don't believe it.
I'm saying that the Nets are their own worst enemy right now. I'll get a little more into that later.
Okay. But
I got a fraud here. I got a fraud.
Is it just me, or have I been seeing more? It feels like I've been seeing more early season blowouts than usual. I feel like.
Yeah, it's kind of been a weird year so far.
Teams
but
don't know what's going on with other teams, so you have surprises like the Magic are actually highly competitive from game to game.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's crazy things.
The Knicks have been playing pretty well. They look pretty good. We'll see how it keeps going for
Randall
the rest of the year.
Randall has career highs right now for points, rebounds,
Austin
and
Rivers
assists.
Has been playing well. Mm-hmm. RJ Barrett's playing very well.
Yeah. And the opposite of that is the Tampa-Toronto Raptors.
And the Nuggets are not playing well, just like Toronto's not playing
right.
well.
Toronto's imploding. They are just a shell of what they were when they won a championship. Ibaka's gone.
It's the Tampa curse.
Gasol's gone. Lowry's, you know, that might have been his last season of top-level production. And Siakam is just a regular guy now.
What did
and
he do?
He's having disciplinary issues with the team to where they're keeping him on the bench. And there's another
all these
East
guys,
competitor that's
they
done.
Just played, they just played, paid Van Vliet all that money.
Yeah. Hope that's worth it.
Yeah. It's the problem. It's Florida, man. It's messing with them. Being in Tampa versus being in Canada, come on. It's messing with them.
The sun's getting to their head.
Yeah, it's too nice out
here.
Too
many flamingos.
They got all this snow at this point, and they're out here like southern Florida. Like,
messed with their biological clock.
Also.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, there you go. Also, NBA, what are you doing? I've been tweeting you, and I've been asking, where is my Tampa Bay Raptors shirt? Because I'm afraid to get sued, so I don't want to have to make one and put it up on our merch store, but I might, because, come on, commemorate the season.
Dude, you would frame the cease and desist letter from the NBA.
Absolutely, I would. I would.
Worth it.
I would unbox it live on the show if I got it.
That's awesome. All right, you know, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Week 17.
I'm happy we got through a full season.
Game 256 got played, all 256.
Every single game, yep.
Even if it took playing on a Wednesday afternoon, it got played.
Or if the final game is a horrible game where one team throws it to move three draft picks.
We'll get there because Giants, Joe Judge included, shut your mouth. Let's jump into it. I see you put one first for me. I see that.
Well, a noon game was the Buccaneers-Falcons.
Bucks-Falcons, 44-27.
First 11-win season for the Buccaneers since 2005. They are in prime position here.
Before we get into the game, there's been reports.
Hosting or going to Washington.
Before we get into the game, Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator for the Buccaneers, is going to be interviewing with Atlanta. Falcons, keep my boy's name out your mouth, all right? Leave him alone. And Todd, you tried being a head coach. It didn't. Well, he was gifted the Jets.
He did pretty good, didn't he? No, that was Rex Ryan. Never mind.
He was gifted the Jets, and they were not a good. Okay, that's maybe not the best indication of what he is as a coach, but keep my boy's name out your mouth. Can you imagine that?
That's okay. Mike Pettine is a way better defensive coordinator than head coach.
They get 17. Well, that's what I think.
Talking about one of the worst teams of all time, though.
Yeah. Here's the thing. That would be so petty. I mean, I get they need a coach, but can you imagine they lose a game by 17 and then they say, hey, we're okay, that's fine, we'll take your coach. We'll take your defensive coordinator. First 11-win season since 2005. You love to see it if you're a Bucs fan. I love the momentum that Tampa has brought into the playoffs. Now, you know, the last four games, they weren't teams with winning records. And I understand that, so you know I have to temper my expectations a little bit. But Brady, I think, is hitting a stride at the right time. He just threw his 40th touchdown pass in that game. 40 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. Great numbers. The only thing that scares me is the path to the Super Bowl. They've got a lot of ground to cover because they want to win. They have to win three road games. Not impossible. It's been done. But that path includes the Packers. If you get through Washington, you got to go to Lambeau in January, probably snowing, obviously going to be cold, and then you got to play the Demon. Well, if you win that game, and say you play the Saints,
do you think they would play the Packers in the second round because they're the 5 seed?
No, they will. They will play the Packers.
The Packers would play the lowest seed remaining.
Yeah, only if
so.
Only
if there's an upset,
Seattle and New Orleans win.
Yeah, if there's an upset.
So then
based on the favorites.
So then they would go to New Orleans if New Orleans wins?
Well, it depends.
Well, it depends on who.
Depends on who wins.
Yeah, if the Rams win, they go to the Packers. If the
they reseed every single round in the NFL.
Right. So the lowest seed remaining plays the highest seed, no matter what.
Either way, it's got to go through. The Super Bowl goes through Lambeau. Either way.
Correct.
And yeah, so they're either going to have to play in they're going to have to play the Saints or the Packers after they win this one. If they win this one, I think they got a good chance. But I'm excited.
Chase
I'm,
Young doesn't think so.
By the way, I was right. I said they would end the season in 11-5 when you guys thought the sky was falling after they lost to the Chiefs. I said they play the Falcons twice. They got two other NFC North teams. They'll be fine. I'm excited. I'm a little worried about Mike Evans. He's day-to-day right now. It was a non-contact. Have you seen the play? Because whoever the groundskeeper is at Raymond James Stadium, they should be fired. Because he slips on the turf and his knee bends completely the other way. There was no structural damage. It's hyperextension, so we'll see what happens. I think we'll, you know, it'll be day-to-day. One more quick thing. Chase Young, be careful what you wish for. Amen. You're saying you want the GOAT? You're saying you want Tom Brady? When has that ever worked out?
I get that, but here's the thing, Jake. I don't think people should be clapping at Chase Young for what he says, because let's look at the equation. Tom Brady gets beat in the playoffs by dominant pass rushes. He's not a mobile guy, and in the playoffs, we have seen that in two Super Bowls against the Giants as well as in multiple AFC games against Steelers. And
he isn't good against the NFC East.
And Tampa Bay has not had
last two, three Super Bowls.
And Tampa Bay has not had a stellar offensive line this year. So the equation could be set up for him to disrupt things enough.
I am not worried about a team that doesn't have a name
over the middle gets
and
intercepted.
They have an XFL quarterback. I'm not scared. Because now we saw that Hinkie was getting first-round reps instead of Alex Smith. So you got a one-legged quarterback, a cybernetic quarterback, and then you got a quarterback who played in the XFL.
Dude, Washington's going to win this game. They're gonna win the Super Bowl. Didn't you see Alex Smith had his leg cast remade into a Super Bowl trophy?
I did not see that. Oh, yeah, his wife made that. That was really sweet.
Yeah, they're going for the Super Bowl.
Although I will say, if Alex Smith is the starting quarterback, as a Bucs fan, I'd be upset to see them lose, but I would not be upset to lose to him because his story is incredible. And
setting yourself up.
I love watching Project 11, the ESPN special they did, and to see that he almost lost his leg, he's playing well. No, it's called pro wrestling. You build up your opponent so when you beat him, you look better. That's how you do it.
That's what Belichick does.
I'm just saying, be careful. A lot of people said, we want Brady. I want Brady. It has not ended well. I think Chase Young, on the flip side of that, I love the confidence. I love the young buck saying, bring on the GOAT. I want to play the GOAT.
From there to NFC East Crap Fest game one of the day.
Almost fumbled it away.
Another. Is this a butt fumble?
Butt recovery. It's the opposite.
Clenched it. Grabbed that thing.
It would have been better if they won the one clinched the division.
Imagine, would Saquon have picked up a fumble with his butt cheeks?
He's got the butt to do it. Giants over the Cowboys, 23-19. New York 3-0 in division at home, first time since 2005, and they swept Washington, won both games against Washington this year.
Yeah, well, they didn't sweep the important one.
Yeah, so they finished 6-10, and their fate rested on the night game. Patriots over the Jets, 28-14. You know, there was talk earlier in the season, would Bill Belichick throw this game on purpose so the Jets don't get Trevor Lawrence? But the Jets already screwed that up by themselves.
Yeah, they did. They can't even tank properly. I hate to see Cam go, man. I hope he finds a team. I really do.
Oh, he's going to end up in Washington.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Washington needs a QB.
Oh, okay.
Washington does need a QB.
And he gets reunited with Riverboat.
Rivera's established. Cam has shown he can play it at a starting level again. He had 8 passing touchdowns, which is 2 weeks for Aaron Rodgers.
But also,
if Washington gets a quarterback,
look out.
They'll be scary. I like that team a lot. They got a lot of good pieces, just no quarterback.
Washington's got a very underappreciated receiving core. They have a pretty solid receiving core, and they're a relatively young receiving core. So if Cam but here's the problem though. Cam was not the best passer this year. He didn't look great when he had to throw the football. So he still looks great running the football, and I don't.
But who is he throwing to?
It's Patriots fans everywhere.
He had nobody to throw to, and he just didn't seem like the same guy we saw throwing the football that we saw in Carolina. And that worries me. But I don't hate it. I do love the idea of putting Cam with Washington. I think that could work out because of their receiving core. But what a weird year. Also, can I just say Tom Brady won this breakup because his team's in the playoffs for the first time since 2007 and his ex-wife missed the playoffs for the first time since 2008?
If you get a Super Bowl.
I tend to agree because I think this is, if they make it to the second round, this is what they would have done in New England anyway, so really who won? If anything, New England won because they got a better draft pick out of it.
Yeah, they're going to say who won the divorce, you got to give New England a few years because
Tampa's
the argument of the divorce
too.
Is can Belichick do it without Tom? You got to give him time to mold it and see what he can do.
Yeah, not just...
Oh, but that's not... Then Brady's smarter than Belichick because Brady went to a team that already had this established receiving
Belichick
core.
Was already there. He just lost the guy.
But then it's not my fault that New England hadn't since Belichick. I'm so flabbergasted because since Belichick has been there, they have not been able to draft a receiver.
Yeah, they're not the best draft.
How can you have Tom Brady sit there, win you 6 Super Bowls, and then you say, Tom, we don't have any money for these guys, so.
We say they're not the best drafting team as their player personnel director just got hired to be Houston's new GM.
Well, that's because Houston doesn't really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Deshaun. We'll get there. But I think Tampa's got to be smart, too, with their free agency and how they can get draft picks because Tom's gone after next season. So we got to figure that one out. But I think Tom won. And by the way, Paul, you're wrong again. Tom Brady was not just a system quarterback because Belichick couldn't win without him. I'm just saying it right now. Belichick,
we'll see.
The last two times Belichick's had a losing season, Brady wasn't there. I'm just saying.
One was a Brady injury.
I'm talking about
No, they won. They were winning that year.
They won 11 games and missed the playoffs, but.
Unfortunately.
I'm just saying, because he was, they had a losing season with Bledsoe before Tom started. So
Vikings beat the Lions by 2, 37-35 in a very weirdly officiated game.
Pick that one, by the way.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson breaks Randy Moss's Vikings rookie record and sets the franchise record for most receiving yards by a rookie Super Bowl era, 1,400 even.
Great year.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting race between him and Herbert for that rookie of the year.
When we get to
quarterbacks league.
When we get to the Packers, you guys are going to experience a shocking revelation from me, by the way.
I can't
wait.
You
just reminded me. Shout out to the Vikings again for winning that one. Who do the Lions get, coach-wise?
I don't know who would.
Robert Saleh is from Detroit area, I believe.
Maybe.
They're interviewing him.
Bring back Jim Caldwell.
No, bring back Jim Schwartz. I always liked Jim Schwartz as their head coach. Maybe it was Handshake Gate. I liked that guy.
Yeah, I liked that guy.
Browns beat the Steelers by 2 in a game they should have won by 20.
Yeah. You're not going to give the Baker slander? I mean, yes, they made the playoffs for the first time since 2002. Mm-hmm. Against backups, so I mean,
yep.
There's that.
Yep. Let's see how he does this week. Now, this
with
is
no
the week,
coach.
Yeah, where it matters, their coach is virtually coaching from COVID, and he won't have one of his best linemen.
This is a cursed franchise, I tell you. The first time they make the playoffs since 2002, and 3 of their coaches get COVID.
Yeah,
and a couple of players too, right? There was they just got their receiving quarterback. Yeah, I was shocked that the Steelers made that a game at the end, but. Congrats on the Browns. Now the only playoff drought.
And then the Rudolph Miles Garrett handshake.
Yeah. The only playoff drought is the Jets now. The longest one because their 2010 was the last time they made the playoffs.
Wow.
And that was Yeah, that was the year.
Sanchez.
That
surprising.
Was the year that they went to the AFC Championship for the second straight season with Rex Ryan. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they haven't been in the playoffs since that.
Yeah, Sanchez was good for a few years.
And then the butt fumble happened.
Remember when? Yeah, remember when?
I forget. Now he's an analyst for
the other AFC North game. Ravens beat the Bengals 38-3.
Talk of
shellacking.
Dominant.
John Harbaugh, man. I don't know how he does it every season.
We got back to rushing the ball.
All three of us threw in the towel on the Ravens. And then they were 6-5. We weren't buying it. We weren't believing in them after they lost to the Steelers. And then they turn around and win 5 straight games. That's an impressive feat. And, you know, more props to them because they stuck to their identity. They were doing it running the football. They were doing it, you know, playing the way they were. And I think Lamar silenced a lot of doubters because he was also winning. I mean, he comes in from the cramps or poops, whatever you want to say.
Cramps.
Comes back in 4th down, game on the line, throws a tutty. And that's just the kind of way they've been playing. So I give a golf clap to the Ravens because that's an impressive turnaround.
I don't love the one-trick pony, though.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to get behind a one-trick pony.
But
I
don't think they'll get what work, you know?
I don't know if they'll be. I don't think they're going to beat the Titans. I think they're going to lose in the first round. Spoilers for my primetime picks, but all right. Bills.
Bills dominant. 56 on the Dolphins, yeah, who needed the win to make the playoffs. Dolphins
most
missed the
points
playoffs
all
with
year.
Ted wins.
Do you see like anybody? A single tear roll down my eye when I saw that? I felt bad because after he saves them against the Raiders, Fitzmagic gets COVID. And now it's all on Tua. And I feel real bad for Tua getting fed to a wood chipper that the Bills are right now. Because the Bills, in my mind, I think the Bills could beat the Chiefs. If we played right here, right now, with the one and the two seed, I think the Bills beat the Chiefs. Just because I think the Chiefs, and maybe it's because they're bored, because they're so good, maybe that. But I see a lot more chinks in the armor than for the Chiefs than I do the Bills. Because Josh Allen, the way he's been playing, and the way that him and Diggs have just clicked and made it work, I don't know. It's hard. I think the Bills might be in the – I think – if we're doing predictions, lock it in. I have the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Whoa! Taking the AFC from the Chiefs?
They're going to beat the Chiefs and go to the Super Bowl. I got the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Can't wait to watch that.
They put up a 50-burger on a very, very good Dolphins team.
Yeah, but the Chiefs can put up a 50-burger pretty quick.
They can.
I'm just saying get the popcorn ready because it's going to be one hell of an AFC championship.
Colts beat the Jaguars 28-14. Jonathan Taylor, great day. Colts record 253 rushing yards, and the Jaguars
we're just
have
run
fired
past the
Doug Marrone.
Rams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rams won without Goff and
NFC West games.
Goff and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, Arizona didn't have Kyler.
Yeah.
And now they don't have the playoffs.
Yep.
I said it last week. I said Arizona's just 1 year. I don't think they're ready.
I think
yet.
Arizona and Miami had good years. Had
next
good,
year
had good
be
years,
the,
but yeah, this wasn't supposed to be the year. Yeah, but it's not like he was a huge part of that offense either.
Yeah, it was D-Hop and Kyler's offense.
It's
now
sad to see him go before
it is
good again. You
know? Right.
It is.
Because he was so close.
It would have been nice to have one more run.
Yeah. And then the Seahawks beat the Niners 26-23. DK Metcalf, most receiving yards in Seattle single season, 13-03.
I'm
less than Justin Jefferson.
I'm worried about you sent out a text. You said, and we'll get to that with primetime picks, but you liked the Rams going in the Seahawks matchup. And I think we're all kind of in the same boat. I don't know what to make of Seattle going into this. I don't even know what to make of L.A. either.
When was the last time Seattle won a game by more than 10 points? You know, it's
God,
always going to come down to it.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know about Seattle. And I like that they won, but I don't know. They're worrying me going to the playoffs with how up and down they've been.
Right, they opened as 4.5-point favorites over the Rams, which means to me Vegas thinks that Jared Goff will play.
I think he'll play.
Because wouldn't it be six? It would be more than that if it wasn't going to be Jared Goff as a starter for the Rams.
Well, I think there's a lot of respect for that defense. The defense is probably as good as it gets in the league.
Disrespect for Seattle.
Well, their offense has not been playing very well
in the last
half of the season.
But LA's defense has been playing well at times, but there's definitely been times where there's been, I just don't know what to make of that. That's going to be the hardest pick, is the Rams-Seahawks, because I have no idea what to make of that.
Mm-hmm. The Titans beat the Texans on a tip-in at the final second. Texans tie the game with under 30 seconds to go on a field goal. One play for the Titans, you let A.J. Brown open deep.
You see why teams are 4-11 and why teams are 11-4, you know.
Yeah.
You see why J.J. Watt has to apologize for wasting one of Deshaun's seasons. So they kick a field goal.
We'll get to him in a second.
And it doinks in. A happy doink.
A doink
for
in.
Once.
For the Titans to get that win and win the division.
Now I kind of might have to go back on my Titans pick because it is a little now it's a divisional matchup. One team had nothing; didn't matter. The other team was trying to wrap up the division. I'm a little worried about the Texans in the Titans game because the Titans should not have been playing that close with the Texans. They're a much better football team. I think the last time they played each other, they won by like 20 or something. So I'm a little worried about that. But the Titans are, I think, Vrabel's a different guy in the playoffs.
Yeah.
When you're a Belichick disciple,
he knows how to do those little like clock run off things.
Well, right. And when he
waits all season to not do that until a playoff game.
When you spend most of your career under the arguably the best coach ever, you're going to pick up on things and you're going to be a different coach in the playoffs. So maybe that's different. Now, J.J. Watt, do we think this was his last year in Houston?
Probably.
Really? Yeah. I think
is his contract up?
I think so, yeah.
If it is, then maybe. If it's not, no way. Too much money.
I don't know where he would go, though. That's the thing. Where would he plug himself
into? The Bears. His wife plays there.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I did not know
for
that.
For soccer.
No, he's going to end up with his brother. It's Pittsburgh. If that happened, I'd throw up all over my microphone.
Yeah, that would
that
be...
That disgusts me.
How many first-team all-pro players can you have in one defense?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it would be the rich-get-richer kind of thing. He's like, he's forming the Avengers.
I got three already.
It'd be like the Brady joke when he went to the Buccaneers and they added AB and everything. Which, by the way, AB's really fitting in nicely, Paul. I don't know if you know that, but...
Yeah, on the surface.
The last two games, Dez and AB have both scored touchdowns. And I'm like, it's like they know that you and I have this argument going on, but... We'll see in the playoffs who's more effective.
In a game that mattered for nobody, and nobody watched at all, Raiders beat the Broncos.
Cool.
By one. Chargers beat the Chiefs.
Well, did they? I mean...
They beat some of the Chiefs.
Yeah. The Chiefs obviously weren't going to play their starters.
But Herbert sets the rookie passing record with 31 touchdowns.
And then the Chargers said, you know what? We're going to get you a coach.
Yeah. Fired Anthony Lynn.
Long time coming.
I think that's where Urban Meyer should go. Just
really?
Just stay in sunny SoCal.
That's a good team. It's a really good team.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think...
It's a young team. It's a coachable team.
It's very similar to what I was saying about the Cardinals and the Dolphins. I think they're another team that's just one season away from taking that next step.
They finally get Derwin James back.
Yeah.
That'll help a lot, too. And that defense is already pretty good.
And then they'll get a coach who actually knows how to work a clock, and then we'll see what happens. All right, so... Let's move on, right?
After that,
sorry, my watch was agitating me.
Yeah, in the afternoon, the Packers 35-16 over the Bears, dominant performance. Packers clinch home field. Aaron Rodgers clinches MVP, first quarterback in
history.
You
think so?
Yeah, dude, first quarterback in history to have more than 40 touchdowns and less than 6 interceptions. Mahomes didn't do that.
Two of those were to the Buccaneers defense.
Yeah, I know. So he had 3 interceptions outside of the Buccaneers game.
I'm just talking up my team is all I'm doing.
I mean, that's – he played – so in 15 games, he had 3 interceptions.
Oh, no, I don't think there's an argument. I think that Aaron Rodgers has had an unreal season. I would say – you know, and if this were Mahomes, there'd be no question. They'd hand it to him at the end of the game. Yeah, it is – how old is Aaron Rodgers? He's close to
37, I think.
He's close to his 4, okay. It's amazing to see him still play at the level that he is at his age.
Yeah. It helps when there's greatness across the field.
Oh, my
because
gosh.
The PFF came out with their final grades for the season, and the Packers had 4 guys that led their position in PFF grades, and that was Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Jair Alexander, and was it Brandon, help me, Elton Jenkins? Was
could
the
be.
Fourth?
Lindsley or Jenkins, probably. Lindsley, yeah. I know, was number 1
He was
one
graded
for a
very
while.
High, and, you know, Bakhtiari was high, but he's done for the year.
Yeah,
so.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's really going to hurt in the playoffs. But Packers dominate. The Bears slip into the playoffs because of Arizona's loss. And
you hate to see it.
Yeah, maybe they'll play again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and this also shows you what I've been saying going into this game. When everybody's talking up the Bears, like the comeback that they've had. I'm like,
they're keeping Nagy.
They didn't beat anybody. The last 4 games were against teams with losing records. The last 4 wins, and they're like, oh, plus 30 points. I'm like, wait until they play a real team.
They started 5-1.
And sure enough, when they played a real team like Green Bay, who had been playing for something, who were actually playing their starters, they get demolished. And they're playing the Saints? Are you kidding me?
It was pretty bad play calling from Chicago during that game, too. So I'm interested to watch them get slaughtered next week by the Saints.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Actually, perfect scenario is the Saints lose to the Bears, because then it would be the Bears against, because they're the lower seed.
So the Bears would go to
the
Packers.
Have to go back to Lambeau and then get crushed again by the Packers, because that would be that makes a better podcast, really.
For you.
By the way.
Watching Chicago get killed is pretty much all I care about. So.
Yeah. As of right now, I think it's going to be Bills-Packers, I think. I think Bills-Packers in Super Bowl.
That's what I believe as well.
Yeah.
Honestly, I like Bills and Packers or Ravens Packers.
Really?
I think they're going to catch fire. Yeah. I mean, more than they have been because they know if Lamar's only passing, you know, if 15 times a game, that's their kind of game. And I think they like that because it's easier to win by less than a touchdown.
Also, to put some more smiles on the Packer fans' faces here, Stephon Diggs won the receiving title. So it tells me that Kirk Cousins was the problem.
Oh yeah.
Well, he only beat one Justin year. Jefferson did have 1,400 yards.
That's a good
point.
It's
true.
And Adam Thielen did have like 13 touchdowns.
True, but Stephon Diggs, I think this was his most productive year ever.
Because he was the number one guy.
He broke away from Thielen. Yeah.
But he's also, you know, they got Cole Beasley and that's
not Adam Thielen.
I don't know the other receivers.
Yeah, Cole Beasley is not even what he was when he was playing in Dallas. To finish out Sunday, Saints beat the Panthers 33-7. New Orleans has had 26 plus points in 10 straight games that Breeze has started.
Might be his last season.
They look really good going into the playoffs. Last season,
we'll see what. Hopefully, they get Mike Thomas back, and we'll see what they got.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they say that last year though?
Yeah, and then Washington.
Is he pulling a Brett Favre where he's going to retire every year?
The Washington football team beat the Eagles 20-14.
Let's get into it.
In a game that the Eagles gave up and tanked.
Okay, I want to get your guys' reactions to this. Paul, are you upset that Doug Peterson, air quotes, threw the game against the Giants?
Well, I think I heard that this is the difference between the number 6 and number 9 pick in the draft for the Eagles.
Yes, they got the better pick out of there, yeah.
It's kind of huge, you know? So I think it does matter for them to – it's more important for them to lose this game, and I don't think that's Peterson's decision. I think there's a conversation where he's told, look, this was a weird year. We had a lot of injuries. There was COVID.
We're not making the playoffs.
We are keeping you, and here is what you are doing in the final game. And no matter what, we're keeping you. So apparently some players were upset about it.
They stayed until 1 a.m. on the field.
It doesn't make sense because
– you're down 3 in the fourth.
But it's not even the situation. It's the fact that you do this when you have when there's nothing to play for. When you have a guy like Carson Wentz and you're going to play Jalen Hurts instead. Jalen Hurts is a rookie who's been playing well. This Sudfeld is not your future. Jalen Hurts is. What are you doing? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It's almost like...
The play call, the decision makes no sense other than we wanted to lose the game. That's the only thing that makes sense.
We want to lose the game and, hey, we have this other guy that might have trade value. Maybe they were trying
and
to
showcase
him.
And now he lost trade value. He looked terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but they lost, and I think that was the most important thing, is that they lose the game.
I agree.
And you know, this is the way I look at it. It does seem a little different now because of the year that we've had, and so there are going to be players that be like, we are lucky we can even have a season, we're lucky we're even in this position, and you know, you play to win the game, and all this stuff.
You play to win the game.
Hello? But if you have nothing to play for, why not get somebody some reps, whether it's tanking on purpose or not? It doesn't matter. Your season's over. And yes, you could beat your division rival and send an. But what do you get out of that? Oh, you send a different division rival to the playoffs?
Yeah, what this means to me is that they're going to trade Wentz, and they want to see if Sudfeld can be kept as Hurts' backup.
And to Giants fans, to Joe Judge, the head coach, to the players, shut the hell up. You had your chance. You had your chance in week 7 to wrap up this division, and you didn't do it, and you won 6 games. You're really going to come to me and cry over spilt milk that they didn't play hard enough? Why would they play for you? What do they owe you? You're a division rival. And, hey, win more than 6 games. You're so lucky that your division is so garbage.
Yeah, they're 6-10.
That you were 6-10 and almost got into the playoffs. And you're going to, well, I don't know about you, but I'm Joe Judge, and I tell you what, I wouldn't do that. Oh, why? I'm so angry. Win more than 6 games. Shut the hell up.
Right.
Shut up. You don't deserve it, okay? Hey, look, go tell that to Miami, who won 10 games and didn't make the playoffs. Shut up. Oh.
All right, guys, we're going to play a little game now.
Quick question. Zach Ertz, you stay in Philly? Carson Wentz, is he leaving? What's the questions here?
Oh, I need a pen or pencil for Brandon. Because here's some names to write down.
What?
I have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I have 10 names for the Pro Football Hall of Fame here.
Ah.
There's actually 15 finalists, but some of the other names were...
Two Buccaneer players.
I narrowed it down to 10. And there's a maximum of 8. That can be kept.
I could probably pull it up here. Hold on.
Here are the.
Oh, you have them?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have here's 10 of the 15 finalists. They can have maximum of 8 make the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we're going to give who we think should make it. Out of these names, there's Calvin Johnson, who's up for the first time, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, Charles Woodson, and Jared Allen is up for the first time this
really?
Year, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Torrey Holt, not his first year being eligible.
All hands.
Yeah.
That's what his, like, brand is. I don't know what it is. But.
We got John Lynch, Rondé Barber,
whoop.
Some Bucks.
Two more Bucks from that 2002 Super Bowl team.
And then the final two names that are serious contenders here in his second year of eligibility, for both, actually, Leroy Butler, Mr. Lambeau Leap himself, as well as Clay Matthews II, who's known for having records of games started, games played, played for almost 20 years. Clay Matthews III, Green Bay Packer legend's father. That's your 10 names, and we got to pick 8 of those.
All right.
I wouldn't pick 8 of those names, to be completely honest with you.
You wouldn't pick 8? You have to have 4.
I'll pick 4.
There has between 4 and 8. So, I mean, the obvious ones here.
Peyton Manning.
Charles Woodson.
I think Charles Woodson pretty clearly
as well. And Calvin Johnson.
You think those are the 3?
Yeah.
The only concern for Calvin Johnson is just the number of years. But
yeah.
That's the only thing.
But Hall of Fame.
I still think the guy is one of the best receivers of all time. I think he should be in. He might not get in this year, but I think he should be in.
Yeah. Those 3, I think, for sure.
I like Jared Allen. I think Jared Allen was one of the best defensive ends for the last 15 years in the league, so that would be my pick.
I think he will as well.
I know you might consider it a homer pick, but I would put John Lynch in. I think what he was able to do.
I think John Lynch will eventually be in with his work in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. I think you have to also put that in there. The fact that he made the Niners a Super Bowl team after all that stuff with Harbaugh and you know, the coaching, you know, the other coaches that he had to deal with. I and the fact that he was an anchor for that Tampa Bay defense in the Tony Dungy Tampa Bay defense in the late 90s and early 2000s. I think that I would put him in over Rondé Barber. I think Rondé Barber had a great career, but yeah, I would say John Lynch.
What about Reggie Wayne?
I like Reggie Wayne.
I think that he's going to get in with Manning. I mean, Reggie Wayne just makes too much sense.
Yeah, I like that.
Is Harrison in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison is already in.
Also, I'd like to point out Paul made fun of me initially when he's like, Hall of Fame list, there are Buccaneers on. I'm like, John Lynch and Rondé Barber.
Yeah,
there's two. There's already 2 in there from that team.
But 2 Packers.
Sapping.
Between Woodson and Leroy Butler. I think Leroy Butler.
That's all on you guys. I don't know these
Leroy
guys.
Butler should make it just because of the Lambeau Leap. I mean, come on. He made this, you know, league-wide and famous.
So he'll be in the Hall of Fame, whether it's actually him or his action.
Achievements. Yeah. Contributions
and
to
I
the
thought
game.
I was right. making the homer picks here.
I think that Torrey Holt's at the bottom of this list, along with Clay Matthews II.
Yeah, and I would put Rondé down there for a little bit. I think Rondé will get in.
Rondé got in. I think Rondé's going to get in because of longevity and consistency.
Yeah,
you know,
at a tough position.
He just became eligible.
I think
he played forever.
I think what you're saying with Reggie Wayne and Peyton, I think that's going to happen. Maybe not. I don't necessarily think it'll happen this year, but I think it'll be the same with John Lynch and Rondé. I think they're both going together because, again, that's what happened with Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks from that team. So I see that happening.
Wow, you know who I thought you were going to say there? And I'm going to jump off of this.
Tiki?
To some other Bucks.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tiki Barber, too. And I was
They would not have been in the same retirement year, but now I think they might go out together, Gronk and Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Go into the Hall together.
They're both definitely in, right?
They're both locked.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah,
well,
they're both locked.
I think you're right, too, because I think once Tom's done in Tampa, so is Gronk.
Yeah,
he literally came out of retirement.
Why would he stay one day past Tom's retirement announcement?
Hey, Gronk, you want to try and win one in Tampa? Sure. And then once it's
nah,
over.
It's been real, dude. Like, I'm just going to go somewhere else.
I'll be honest. I just didn't want to play for Belichick anymore.
Yeah, hashtag Tommy is why he wanted to play. And if that's over, that's it. So, are we gonna go with 7 here? Calvin Johnson, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne, Charles Woodson, Jared Allen, and then John Lynch. And I'm saying Leroy Butler makes it this year.
I like three locks. Calvin Johnson is a very solid fourth option. Other than that, I think it's up to, you know, there's some issues on both sides. But
it's not exactly arguing about T.O. year, you know.
That's still...
It's not Barry Bonds
we're talking about. Man, you talk about a guy that got shafted because of politics.
Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible. Not letting him in just because of who he is, whatever.
Yeah, we had problems off the field. I'm like, it's about what you do in between the numbers, man. That's what it should be about.
You hated to see it.
Unless T.O. killed someone.
So, Jake, you hate to see it.
You hate to see it, and you hate to see it for you guys, because for weeks I've been telling you. The bottom will fall out on Notre Dame. And I also said, I'm not panicking about the Buccaneers. And look at this. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers go 11-5, first time since 2005. Get into the jump a seed. Remember, everybody was like, oh, man, they dropped to the sixth seed. They jumped over the Rams, the team that beat them. Come on now. Look at that. And, I mean, Notre Dame, who really thought they had a chance against Clemson and Alabama? Oh, I know. I know, you two bozos thought they had a chance against Clemson in the ACC championship, and they got crushed by 24 points. And then they lose by 17 to Alabama, which I will say, that's a bit of an achievement to only lose by 17 to a team that averages 50 points. But Jake was right, and you know, for you two, you hate to see it, right? You hate to see it when I'm actually right about things. Also, you hate to see it, do not use the hashtag Jake was right. It's a weird...
there's
Don't do that.
I did follow that to be like, oh, has he done this for a few years with things? And it was not you, and it was a lot of
I did it a couple
jumble.
Other times.
It's almost like searching Kanye West and Jeffree Star.
it was something that I just started doing recently, so I had to do it more.
And I saw you had a few of them.
Yeah. But Jake was right. You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
You hate.
Honorary, you hate to see it. Florida losing by 35 to Oklahoma. You hate to see it.
You hate to see it. Brandon?
I have a personal vendetta against Dan Mullen.
I don't know why. I know you do.
You hate to see it. The Dolphins, you know, the Dolphins. I really like the Dolphins this year. And you hate to see a team like that, you know, who had anything other than what happened they're in, you know.
Right.
They were the 5-seed coming in. They just needed one of those other teams to lose or to win. And they had clearly the toughest matchup. But you just hate to see a team like that play so hard and fall short.
You always hate to see that. 10 wins.
You hate to see. Because we were all rooting for the Dolphins this year. All three of us were like, go Tua, go Flores. But
offense isn't quite good enough.
And it's hard to get in when you're playing the Bills right now.
Right.
You hate to see it. Urban Meyer is rumored to take the Jacksonville job. Just because they have the number one pick, and this is after Shad Khan says that he's basically going to choose who they take number one. And
wasn't he wanting like $20 million or something like
12.
That? 12 million. Okay.
The Chargers is an open job, and Texas is an open job that I think is more, you know.
The Texans?
No, the University of Texas. I think that that's a better option. The Jacksonville Jaguars, this is not a free agent destination.
The swampland of Jacksonville?
Yeah, you are tied to your draft picks, and I don't see him doing anything there. I know he's calling around to potential assistants, and maybe some people aren't calling him back.
I'm telling you, I love
it. You hate to see a bad workplace decision.
I'm going to disagree and say you love to see it, because I want to see him with a train wreck, and then he's going to take a Buckeye quarterback over Trevor Lawrence. He's going to take Justin Fields. Watch. Just watch. And then you can make fun of me and hashtag Jake was wrong.
Fraud of the week.
I'm going to change mine.
Fraud, I guess, us when Jake was right. Hashtag Jake was right.
No, Brandon swayed me because I was going to be mean about the Dolphins, and then he made me feel bad, so I'm not going to take them as the fraud of the week. But because here's the thing. I have two options. I go back on – I play the hits, and I attack Dan Mullen. Or I attack the Dolphins.
Dabo, fraud.
True, but I thought somebody else was going to take that. Who wants to start?
My fraud of the week, Jarrett Allen.
Whoa!
Is not the fraud of the week, but he is, he's kind of in a you hate to see it situation because there's fraudulent activity on the Nets, as we well knew would happen. As Brandon has said on here before, DeAndre Jordan is a starting center for the Nets just because basically he's down with Kyrie and Durant. They're good friends. And Steve Nash is the coach, doesn't probably have a lot of iron fist power when it comes to rotational time. But Jared Allen last night, in without Kevin Durant, in a win against Utah, he had 18 points, 17 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 blocks. He's a starting center caliber guy. He could be a top 10 center in the league, and they're just killing a season that should be a huge leap for him because of the camaraderie of the vets that we're seeing. And I think down the stretch, it might hurt the Nets. So, fraud.
Wow.
The Nets for not starting Jared Allen. Not Pro Football Hall of Fame candidate Jared Allen.
I was very confused by that for a second.
Jared.
See, you gotta be careful. Because I thought you were saying he was a fraud. I was like, I thought he had a decent career.
Well, Brandon just said he's locked.
Brandon,
no, this one's 7 foot
Brandon,
with a fro. It doesn't lasso people.
I'd prefer if you go first.
Fraud of the week for me is Mississippi State.
Oof.
And why you got to fight everybody? What do you got to prove? You guys ain't nothing. You're terrible.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The chip on your shoulder.
I don't need to see you guys fighting everybody. You're nothing.
It was a bad fight. People just launching like an air kick and
like,
running
away. What are you doing? Fraud.
Weak fight.
Fraud.
There's nothing even to talk about. It's just you're terrible. Get out of here.
They covered.
I'm not going to play the hits, but I'm going to pick an easy one. Dabo Swinney.
Yeah.
Fraud of the week.
12th best team.
Look, I don't mind a little bit of playful ribbing. And the ranking them number 11 in the AP, fine. That's your way of poking fun. But then to double down, triple down, and try to say that Ohio State isn't this team. Like, bro, you played them last year, and a lot of those players came back. The only difference is Chase Young ain't on the field.
And they should have won last year.
And if Chris Olave doesn't slip in the end zone, that's a touchdown. So, Dabo, while you had a great season, and Clemson's going to be just fine. They're going to reload. They're up there with Alabama. They're just going to reload. But fraud of the week, because you do all that talking and you lose by 3 touchdowns. Okay? 3 touchdowns. You gave up 49 points in a semifinal game. And Trevor Lawrence's last pass as a Clemson quarterback was a pick. Fraud of the week.
Just like he's the new Brett Favre.
Trevor, okay, real talk. Who's taking Trevor Lawrence? Who's taking Justin Fields? Right now, number one pick. Who's going?
Trevor Lawrence should go number one, Justin no matter Fields. Who it is. Trevor Lawrence is the better prospect.
Brandon, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields. You're the Jaguars. Who do you take?
Trevor Lawrence.
I don't know, man. I really like Justin Fields a lot, but I could be having some Regency bias. Recency bias, not Regency. It's a taste test. I think it's a toss up. If I'm looking at more pro style, I would take I would take Trevor Lawrence.
Well,
it's preference.
Now let's look forward. Not that far ahead, but let's look
Super Wild Card.
Let's look ahead to Super Wild Card weekend.
Two triple headers.
Yeah, those commercials are killing it.
Oh, the Bucks might lose because they're on effing primetime Saturday night.
Hey, at least they're not the Nickelodeon game.
Dude, that I'm kind of
that was funny. I couldn't believe it's that. The Bears. That was so funny.
It's the Bears.
You're gonna
Nickelodeon.
You know what?
That is the funniest thing.
Hey,
of the week.
We got to get a younger audience.
Oh, that is
man.
So funny.
I want to watch.
They did a Nickelodeon regular season game last year, right? This isn't the first Nickelodeon game. It's the first Nickelodeon playoff game.
I have never heard of Nickelodeon playing football.
They're
going to
do, like, slime on the field and googly eye. Dude,
The Gatorade bucket's going to have slime
in it.
It's going to be slime. Yeah.
No, I'm not making that up, though. They're legit.
Halftime Entertainment is the Amanda Show.
I'll show you the promo. I'm not making this
up.
The
Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah,
halftime.
Yeah. The winning coach gets slimed. Real quick.
Man, I just dated my Nickelodeon references with saying the Amanda Show.
What are you going to talk about? I was like going to say Double Dare or something.
Oh, Fresh Prince.
Nick Gass. Jeez Louise. Dude, it's going to be like somebody who did some acid and was like, this is what a football game looks like on acid, and it's going to be the Nickelodeon game.
It's so bad.
You know what? I'm kind of tempted to watch it on Nickelodeon.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You'll regret it by the second commercial break, because it's not the game that'll hurt you. It's the commercials that make you
all the kids.
Eyes out.
Yeah.
It's every third commercial tells you to call 1-800 number for 3 payments at $39.99, but make sure your parents
for the Super Bowl or whatever, soccer ball.
If I'm going to watch Drew Brees and the Saints assault the Chicago Bears, I want to watch it with some googly eyes and slime. Like, make it weird if I'm forced to watch this.
Oh, man. Okay, let's jump in. Fab 5. for Super Wild Card Weekend, I got, you know what? Here's let's start here, Jake, for you.
Ooh, the Buccaneers, huh? You're picking all the wild card games?
Not the Buccaneers. I like the Burgundy.
Wow.
I like the Washington football team plus +8.
You've been watching too much Nickelodeon football
plus
games.
+8. I like Chase Young and the defense to be able to hold the Buccaneers offense to a level to where Tampa will win by less than a touchdown.
You couldn't even go. I love it. You couldn't even stay with it. You bet.
No, yeah. Hey, Washington
plus
+8.
Thought you were going to take the football team.
Money line, I bet that's a pretty good bet. But other places, Buffalo minus -6.5 against the Colts. I like them to win by more than a touchdown. They just dominated a team that knew it was a playoff game. Miami knew this was a playoff game for them. So
right.
We just saw what Buffalo 30. Could do. And so besides that, Baltimore minus -3.5 over the Titans. I like them to be the better of two running teams and dominate a sloggy punch back and forth kind of game.
That game might be like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It's going to be
running clock.
It's going to be the fastest game you've ever seen.
Yeah, running clock and not by like the ref's choice.
Why isn't that on Nickelodeon? That'll get the kids. Like, it'll be an hour long game. The kid can go back to playing with their toys.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I thought it would be the Tom Brady game that was on Nickelodeon.
Oh my God, I would
thought, just the name recognition. I thought they would have done that.
You know, as a Bucks fan, I'd watch it on Nickelodeon. I don't even care. I'd watch it.
All right, I got one more AFC, one more NFC for you. Seattle minus -4.5 against the Rams. I like them to cover that 4.5.
That's a tough one to pick.
I like it. I know I was saying, you know, Seattle doesn't blow teams out ever.
So you're thinking a touchdown?
But I think that they're going to win by more than 4.5. I think the defense is playing better, even if they don't know if they're going to have Jamal Adams yet or not.
Maybe like 21-17. Well, I guess like
21-14.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, that's a little low for a McVay game, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Final one, Steelers minus -5.5. If you did this a few days ago, you could have got them for 4 or 3.5, but with the Cleveland COVID cases, it is now 5.5. Take the Steelers. They're going to win this game by more than a touchdown. They're going to kick it to the Browns after last week. And if you want to, I also have a parlay, money line, all the favorites.
How much does this feel like the Steelers are like, okay, now we're going to play the game for real?
Yeah, run it back.
We'll give you Mason Rudolph.
I've been on a court when somebody says, all right, now run it back. And you know you're about
oh,
to get
now
it.
You get to get
okay,
the
business. Okay. Oh,
after a surprise.
Oh, wait, oh, wait, those are your shoes? And he goes and changes
wait, this
and comes back.
Wait, this is a warm-up game for you?
Yeah, yeah. That's a rough feeling, and that's what Baker Mayfield's
going to feel. That's absolutely what Pittsburgh did to them last week. And they're like, hey, funny story. You only beat us by 2
yeah.
with Mason Rudolph.
Minka didn't even stretch. Yeah. All right, primetime picks. You heard me. Woo! I want to hear somebody else start. Colts at Bills.
Oh, I already said the Bills are going to the Super Bowl. Baby, take the Bills. Easy pick.
Brandon?
Yeah, I like the Bills a lot. Playing really well.
Bills over the Colts. I say by a touchdown.
Just a tutty.
Well, that's what the line is, 6.5. So
that's all we need to take.
Yeah.
I think the Bills are going to win by 8.
You can't pick them to win like by between 10 and 15.
I think the Bills.
This isn't Fox Super 6.
I think the Bills will win by 8.
I'm not trying to take Terry's money.
I think the Bills are going to win by 2 scores. I think it's 14 points.
It could be a blowout.
I think this
game could get
this
out
is the
of
weakest
hand.
Matchup of the Super Wild Card.
Yeah, because you know, even though the Colts they have had a good defense this year, Phillip Rivers cannot keep up with what
no.
Josh Allen can do.
If you get him off script, you won. He has to stick to a script, and if you disrupt that in any way, he's done. And
yeah, sure. Colts can win if Josh Allen or if Jonathan Taylor has 250 yards again.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's it. All right, we all like the Bills. Rams at Seahawks, you heard me. I like the Seahawks. Mm. I want to hear somebody say upset.
Yeah, I'll call it. I like the Rams. Woo! I like Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald.
What if
I like that pick.
What if Goff's not playing?
I still like Jalen Ramsey. I like your 21-4. Like I think it'll be a super low scoring game. I don't think either team scores a lot
9
of points.
12.
I think
Jalen Ramsey's going to make a play. DK's not going to do anything. Like he has both games already this year against Jalen Ramsey. I think I like the Rams.
I like where your head's at. However, even if there aren't going to be fans, but I still think Seattle plays with more pride when they're at home than usual, even without fans. I'm taking the Seahawks.
The 12th ghost man.
Yes, very close. Very close game. I like where your head's at too. Cause this was the hardest one to pick. I think for me.
Yeah.
Because I think it go either way.
I agree. This was the hardest one to pick. Then the night game for Saturday, Buccaneers at Washington football team. As long as the city's not on fire, I expect him to play this game.
Yeah.
All right, back to sports.
2 seconds of
pause. I mean, I like
you know
the
where
Bucks.
I'm picking,
I like the Bucks to win. Jake, you like the Bucks to win. I like Washington plus +8, but Brandon, what do you think?
Yeah, I like Washington a lot, but I don't think they're going to be able to score enough points to keep up with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I like it to be competitive. I think they're going to get a few shots. They're going to have a few home run plays. Antonio Gibson's going to knock one in, or we're going to get, you know, a Tom Brady strip sack.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only way Washington wins is if they score 2 touchdowns on defense.
Which they have done this
year. They could do, but I don't think they will.
The way that the Bucs defense or the way that the Bucs offense has been playing the last 4 games has been pretty well. But you know I'm going to pick the Buccaneers. I do agree with you, Paul. I do think this game is going to be a little bit closer than people think.
All right. First game of Sunday, Ravens at Titans. Rematch of the playoffs last year. Which team is going to come out with a bigger haymaker is what this game is.
Go ahead,
Brandon.
I was going
to say, team to score first will win this game. Both these teams are not built to come back.
Or team with the ball last wins this game.
I think I was wrong. I think this was also probably the hardest pick for me as well.
Ravens 3.5, man. Come on. That.
I'm going to take the Titans.
Okay.
I think it was a little troubling to see how many points they gave up to the Texans, but I like the Titans.
To the Texans.
And
Deshaun Watson can do a lot.
Deshaun Watson.
Those games.
Hey, Deshaun Watson.
He can't play defense.
We talk about Brady. We talk about Rodgers. Deshaun Watson had the passing title. I'm just saying. I mean, he had a throw from behind, but I still like I said earlier, Vrabel's, I think, a different coach in the playoffs. I like the Titans here. At home, I like them.
Brandon, split the vote.
Yeah, I like Tennessee as well. I think Derrick Henry's the best player on the field, and I like A.J. Brown a lot.
This is the reigning MVP.
Dude ran for 2,000 yards.
2 years, back-to-back 2K, man. Come on now.
I like Derrick Henry.
Okay. I'm the odd guy taking the Ravens here. So, afternoon, Nickelodeon time, switch it over to TV Y7. Is that what that
Yeah, TVY.
Is that what that is? TV7?
SpongeBob pregame show.
Oh, that would
do. Actually, I'm kind of into it.
Halftime shows. That's SpongeBob.
It's the sweet victory. Yeah.
Super Bowl show.
Son, this is what we call a blowout.
Bears at Saints.
Son, this is what we this is what we call a mugging.
Yeah, the Saints. Saints might mug them on offense and defense. This could be a game where, are you sure you want to announce you're bringing back Nagy before this game?
What about Trubisky? I think, you know, they said if they make the playoffs, Trubisky will be back, so we'll see.
I'm going to say it now. Worst loss in Bears playoff history. They're going to get crushed.
Wow.
They'll be lucky if they get a field goal.
Bold.
Is it that bold?
Score?
Yeah, this, I don't see that. I think the Saints will shut them out.
This could very easily be a 6-34 game. Yeah. You know, like they get 2 field goals.
Yeah, maybe a safety in there. I don't know.
You know, David Montgomery, what? He'll score a touchdown.
I think they'll score.
Yeah. No, it'll be 34-13, and they get the touchdown in garbage time.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
David Montgomery will score in this game just because he doesn't not score. He scored like 1 touchdown for the past 8 games.
Also, that says a lot about how bad I think the Bears are if I'm going to give the Aints props, all right?
Yeah. And then finally, to close out Super Wild Card Weekend, Browns.
Are we chalking this?
I mean, yeah.
Sorry. Browns-Steelers, right?
Browns at Steelers after we turn off the Saints doing the most abuse Nickelodeon's ever seen.
They're going to have to change it to TVMA.
I'm going to have to create a draft of a tweet like tonight and have that ready for this is the most
abuse
violent we've ever seen on Nickelodeon. That's hilarious. Browns at Steelers in a run it back game with the starters.
I mean,
I like
Steelers
minus 5.5. You heard that. How about you, Jake?
Yeah, Steelers had Cleveland had, and I know that their coach is going to be, is it Stefanski?
That's his name? Stefanski.
Yeah, I know he'll be, he'll have it up and he'll still be able to coach from home. But, I mean, it's just. Come on. They didn't play their starters, and they only lost by 2 points. Steelers, come on.
I think the guy who makes the most plays between T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett will be the team that wins the game. I think that's the biggest matchup of the week of the weekend. But I think TJ, I mean, I think the Steelers defense is too good. They'll score at least once.
Yeah, we'll see if Baker can drive the Maserati into the wind. Have you heard? Did you hear about that?
No.
Back in the day when he was getting drafted, Colin Cowherd called Baker Mayfield a Mazda, and he said Sam Darnold was the Maserati. So there is a play in the Browns playbook called Maserati, and Baker ran it to win the game and take him to the playoffs.
Ugh.
But Baker, you beat the JV team. Stop bragging. You beat the JV team. And you had to do that because you lost to the 2-14 Jets the week before. Yeah, Steelers.
Steelers.
Hey, but Cleveland fans, don't worry. I think the Browns will be back next year, too. I think this is a very talented team. But the Steelers are just the better team.
Yeah.
And they have all their coaches.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun super wild card weekend.
I got to say, I love it. I love the extra team. I think having two triple headers is awesome.
I think it is too, because they did a good job once they started making sure that no games played at the same time. I think that really set the groundwork for this playoff format where we can maximize that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Well, guys, I'll be watching all the games. I know you will be too. It's going to be really exciting as we watch that. Hawkeye basketball.
Our teams are in the playoffs. We haven't got to say that on this podcast before.
Yeah. Exciting? Our teams are in the playoffs. It's pretty awesome. Well, find us on Twitter at Loud Sports Pod. Find us on Facebook, the Loud Sports Podcast. T-Merch Public Tees.
TPublic.com/merch. No, it's just search Loud Sports at tpublic.com. I hate
for
you
the
so
merch.
Much. For the merch, yeah.
For the merch. For the
he
shirts.
Runs fast.
Yeah,
you hate to see it.
You can get your state outline with the Loud Sports Podcast.
Only Nebraska and Iowa. Also, working on a Fraud of the Week shirt. It's going to be pretty cool. I'm excited.
I love it. Fraudulent.
Spot the Lie shirt,
Spot
too.
Spot the
well.
Lie.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Well, when everything happens in sports, you will hear it here.
Quick heads up, it might sound a little different next week. We're working on a new recording schedule, a new setup, so it might be a little bit different next week, but it'll still be a good show. Still be us.
It'll still be a good show. On the Loud Sports Podcast.
Home.
Thanks for listening.
Why won't you stop?